Continuing with the subject of Tawheed that I started with an introduction yesterday, let's go a little further today and understand Tawheed from a sermon from Nahj al-Balagha. This is by Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he says, أَوَّلُ الدِّينُ مَعْرِفَتُهُ. The foremost of deen is to recognize him. And he says, وَكَمَالُ مَعْرِفَتِهِ التَّصْدِيقُ بِهِ. The perfection of this recognition of him is to acknowledge, to testify him. Then he says, وَكَمَالُ التَّصْدِيقِ بِهِ تَوْحِيدُهُ. The perfection of acknowledging and testifying him is to believe in Tawheed. So let's look at the part of Tawheed, the first part of Tawheed, which to acknowledge the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot believe if we do not acknowledge the existence of our Creator. And in Arabic it is known as Iqrar bi wujuhillah. It is to acknowledge a reality that is far greater than ourselves. To acknowledge that our reality is not real on its own, but a manifestation of divine energy. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wajibul wujud, which means that He is self-existent. If I were to be asked, what is wujud, what is existence, then everything on this earth requires proof and evidence except existence. You know, Descartes used to say, when he started with doubt, he said, I think, therefore I am. We, all other creation and ourselves, we are munkin al-wujud, which is possible existences. And possible wujud means may not be there. Non-existence and their existence. You know, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Dahr, هَلْ أَتَعَلَ الْإِنسَانِ هِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَقُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Was there not a time upon the human being when he was a thing not even mentioned? So, by acknowledging that our human reality is really but a minute part of that all-encompassing reality, we are then able to move beyond the boundaries of human existence. And once we rise above the limits of human thought, we can incorporate this divine energy into our logic, into our emotions, and probably most important, into our conduct. You know, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَخَلُّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt the akhlaq of Allah. And we've talked about this when we did Asma'ul Husna. As He is Rahman, you too must be merciful. As He is Rahim, you too must be compassionate. And so on and so forth. And maybe I can go a little bit further. If the sun were to be reflected in some mirrors, say you put a whole line of mirrors, 60 mirrors, only one sun, but so many reflections of that sun, everything else, all the other reflections of the sun are manifestation. We are manifestations by the one Creator. You know, there's a wonderful example of a man who fell in love with a beautiful girl. And he fell in love with what he could see of a reflection in a mirror. And all his life he planned to steal the mirror. He did steal the mirror. But that wasn't the essence. He only stole a reflection of the mirror. It was falling in love with the reflection. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were some Arabs from the tribe of Banu Asad who embraced Islam. And they claimed that they were believers. Let's look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them. If you look at Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 14, it says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qalatil A'rabu Amanna, the dwellers of the desert say, we believe. Kullam tu'minu walakin kulu aslamna. Say, you do not believe, but yes, we submit. Wallamma yadkhulil imanu fi kulubikum. Iman has not yet entered into your hearts, has not penetrated into your hearts. Then Allah presents the salient features of the mu'mineen. See, who can call themselves mu'mineen? Call themselves Muslims, but look what he can say. He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, indeed those who are mu'mineen. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ, are those who believe in Allah, وَرَسُولِهِ, and His Messenger. ثُمَّ لَمْ يُرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then they do not doubt, and they struggle hard with their wealth and their lives in the way of Allah. Ulaika humus sadiqun. These are the truthful ones. So what we're doing first is to understand that there should be no doubt, and doubt can only be dispelled if we start thinking about Tawheed and understanding what Tawheed is all about. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam is that which is manifest while Iman is found in the heart. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam said, to be a Muslim, to have submitted, Islam means protecting one's blood, fulfilling another Muslim's trust, permission to marry him. But thawab is based on Iman. Iman includes Islam, but Islam does not include Iman, because Iman is what has been established in the hearts. So if I were to first separate the two, then I would say that Islam means first saying the Qalimatul Shahadatain or the Shahadatain without hypocrisy. The second one is to at least have a Muslim appearance. The name, the dress, the etiquette in our external lives. The third is action, which may or may not follow belief, but at least the action is there. The fourth is that which necessitates your social and legal rights between Muslims. Iman, on the other hand, to be able to believe, is saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with full conviction. And that can only come with study, with understanding. The second thing is complete obedience to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do in the Quran and as taught and practiced by the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third one is being firm in belief without harboring any doubts about Allah and His Messenger. Again, I repeat, that can only come with understanding, which comes through knowledge. The fourth one, through this ayah, striving with absolutely everything we have to be able to reach our full potential. Action which would always follow belief. And finally, which would result in the forgiveness, the mercy, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So acknowledging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts is not something that we should take lightly. Maybe I can come to the most simplest of acknowledgements. When one of the Arabs came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and says, just give me simple proof of the existence of Allah. And Imam said, that the footprints of your camel prove that a camel have passed. Does not the whole universe, with its opaqueness and transparency, prove that there was a creator? In Hadith Mufaddal, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam to his companion Mufaddal says, just look at the egg, Mufaddal, the white and the yellow. Within the shell they do not mix. You don't know whether the chick is male or female, and the development results into a chicken. Tell me, Mufaddal, can you believe that all this is done without a creator? Let's look at more examples. So we are absolutely sure. Ibn Muqaffa comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and says, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, if Allah came himself, then there would be no problems. Nobody would argue over his existence. Why did he hide himself? Why did he send prophets? You know, if he lived with his creation, if he manifested himself, Iman would be stronger. And Imam says, when did Allah hide himself from you, Ibn Muqaffa? He has shown you your creation from what you were not. He made you grow from little, gave you strength after weakness and vice versa, sickness after health and vice versa, pleasure after anger and vice versa, grief after joy and vice versa, love after hatred and vice versa, resolution after laxity and vice versa, desire after dislike and vice versa, inclination after fear and vice versa, hope after hopelessness and vice versa, and the appearance of a thought when it was not there, and the removal of something from your mind, although previously you believed in it. And as Imam was going on, before he could finish, Ibn Muqaffa said, if you go on like this, I'm just going to lose my mind. I love it in Dua Arafah, which we recite in the month of Dhul-Hijjah and on the day of Arafah, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, Mata ghibta hatta tahtaju yadullah ilayk. When were you hidden that we should require proof that you were there? You know, if you were looking for a person, then we always say where. But for him? Where? During the time of Imam Musa Qadhim alayhi salam, Greek philosophy had entered Arabia and many thinkers developed. In the court of Harun Rashid and Mamun Rashid, there were many, many thinkers who would come. And when they were asked, when Imam was asked on Tawheed, he said, look, simply, there's nothing but three circumstances. Either you created yourself, or there is an automatum, or someone created you. If you say you created yourself, then you are presupposing your existence before you're created. If things created by themselves, if there was an automatum, then non-existence cannot ever become existent. And therefore there's only one answer, someone created. And there is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, acknowledgement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes from the human being's God-seeking nature. Or you and I might call the fitrat, the essence. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, when asked by someone called Zurara, what do you say about Allah's creation upon which He originated humankind? And Imam said He originated humankind upon Tawheed. You know, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says, "Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra." Every child is born on the fitra. If we look at Surah Ar-Rum, Surah number 30, Ayah 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَكِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. Set your face upright for deen as a human being of pure faith. Allah's fitra upon which He originated humankind. He goes on to say, لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. There is no changing in Allah's creation. That is the right deen, but most human beings do not know. That is the right life transaction. This is a quality that is within us. The acknowledgement of Allah rests within all of us. And the way to understand it is that one of the qualities of human nature is to love perfection and contentment. And these can only be found with Allah. As He says in Surah Ar-Ra'd, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. Only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you find the peace and the contentment of the hearts. Inshallah, we will continue with Tawheed.